It's not quite Election Day, but voting disputes have already broken out in Florida. The state's Republican-dominated legislature reduced the period of time for early voting this year, and that has led to long lines at the polls and lawsuits. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has that story.
Early voting ended in Florida on Saturday, but yesterday some county elections officials opened their offices to allow people to vote using absentee ballots. In Miami-Dade County, it didn't go well. Miami-Dade elections officials opened the office for over-the-counter absentee voting, but then inexplicably shut down. A couple of hundred waiting voters began chanting and pounding on the doors. An hour later, the office reopened. Today, Miami-Dade election supervisor Penelope Townsley said the problem was that Miami-Dade's mayor, Carlos Jimenez, a Republican serving in a nonpartisan post, hadn't approved the absentee voting.
At the same time, we were experiencing operational difficulties, including not enough resources. Once the mayor was briefed, he authorized that we continue.
By operational difficulties, Townsley was referring to the huge number of voters who showed up, overwhelming her small staff and ballot printing machines. Yesterday's turmoil and uncertainty at the Miami-Dade Elections Office came after a tense week of early voting. Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott signed legislation earlier this year that imposed new restrictions on voting, many of which were overturned by the courts. One provision that remained in place reduced the days for early voting from 14 to 8. That led to long lines at early polling stations across the state last week and waits of 4, 5 hours or more. Today at the Miami-Dade Elections Office, Veronica Gonzalez was waiting in line to pick up her absentee ballot.
I never saw it like this. This is insane how it's been. And I think because we had more days last election, I think it went smoother because the waits just have been incredibly crazy.
Do you think it's discouraged people from voting?
I think so.
Early voting was very important to Florida Democrats in 2008. A strong early vote turnout helped Barack Obama carry the state. Last week, a series of Democrats sent letters to Governor Scott asking him to add days for early voting. He refused, so Democrats went to court. That's when county elections officials, who were named in the lawsuit, decided to allow in-person absentee voting. Today at the Miami-Dade Elections Office, it was a scene disturbingly reminiscent of Florida's disputed 2000 presidential election. A couple of hundred people waited in line to cast absentee ballots. But there were also hordes of reporters and TV trucks, along with officials and party activists holding competing news conferences. He was a long way from home, but Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was also there on behalf of the Obama campaign. He said encouraging people to vote was something Republicans and Democrats should be able to agree on.
And unfortunately, that's not what we're seeing here in Florida and other states. Where you see a concerted effort on the part of the Republicans, in this case on the part of Governor Rick Scott, to discourage voting, to make it difficult for people to vote.
In Tampa today, it was Florida's former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, now an independent, speaking out on behalf of the Obama campaign and encouraging people to cast last-minute absentee ballots. Florida's Republican Party hasn't challenged the move by election supervisors to allow last-minute voting by absentee ballots. But clearly some Republicans aren't happy about it. Here's Florida GOP Congressman Alan West today on Fox News.
You know, I think that you're starting to see some nefarious actions already coming from the other side, because there's been an incredible turnout from Republican voters on the early voting down here in Florida.
Miami-Dade elections officials say they expect more lines when the polls open tomorrow, but they say they're ready. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.